And we welcome you back as we are on the Basilio Show on this Tuesday. And a couple of special guests now standing by with us. Stephen Crutchfield yesterday joined us on the air telling us his story about how he came to know Tony Robinson and Tony coming to the game over the weekend, the big win by Tennessee over South Carolina that we're all still really excited about in these parts. But how about now if we're joined by the man, the myth, the legend himself? I've got Stephen Crutchfield with me along with Tony Robinson. And when I say a guy who is loved in these parts, Tony, people loved seeing you over the weekend. Welcome, man. How you doing?
I'm fine, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm too blessed to be stressed. And hey, if you can, share with me and the listener how you came to end up back in Knoxville this past weekend.
It was last year. They done a story on me about me coaching the Pee Wee football team down here with my brother. And somehow or another, Steve found my brother, found my brother's address and sent him some Sports Illustrated pictures or whatever and stuff and asked me to sign them. And I signed them and I sent them back to him. And, you know, I called him, I talked to him, and, you know, ever since then we've been in contact, you know, at least once a week. You know, so we keep in touch and everything. And this weekend they had the former players coming back and, you know, and we got together and I came back and Steve came and picked me up and we went to the game together and, hey, I enjoyed it from there, man.
You know, Steve, you were telling us yesterday on the show that the minute you walked onto that campus with Tony when you guys parked up in Fort Sanders, that people recognized him immediately, Steve.
Well, I even told Tony when we left, I said, Tony, let's go this way. I said, because I'm going to be honest, you look just like you did in 1985. I was afraid he was going to get hounded. Of course, Tony doesn't believe that. Tony doesn't realize how special he is in Knoxville. But sure enough, and Tony can second this, we didn't get a block up the street, and a scalper recognized him.
Yeah, he did. He looked at me and said, Tony, you don't think I know who you are? I could tell by the way he looked at me, he knew who I was. So, you know, it's great. It was great to be back, man. You know, I enjoyed myself this weekend, and this shows the love they have for me and the love I have for Knoxville.
So much of this has changed. Stephen was telling me one of the things you said to him as you guys were looking around campus, you said, huh, they don't practice in the sports bubble anymore, huh?
No, it is no bubble no more. I tell you, the new facility is amazing. I went and toured it the Sunday, and I tell you what, man, I couldn't believe it. It's just absolutely wonderful.
Tony, when you went back into Neyland Stadium and you ran through that tee, and I know you've been through a lot in your life, What was going through your mind when you ran through that tee?
I was ready to suit up. I was ready to suit up, you know. You know, felt like the first time we were getting ready to go out and play. You know, I was ready to play.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it? I mean, just the
It is. It's incredible. You know, it's nothing like it, man. I've never experienced anything like it in my life, and I don't think I ever will. But I was happy and honored to get another chance to run through the tee. I was totally honored.
Stephen told me that you, when you guys talked around, I guess it would have been Easter this past spring, he said that he got a sense from you that you really didn't understand how much you mean to people here. I mean, Tony, you realize that people hold you. When I do shows on people's favorite player, and we do that kind of thing, you know, here from time to time, your name is always, not sometimes, Tony, always at the top of the list. Always. People love you here, Tony. They don't like you here. They love you in these parts, man. I mean love you.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I love the people in Knoxville. You know, they always treated me right. I'm coming back. So I'm glad I could show them the love that I, you know, while I was playing and everything, because that's why I played for the people. You know, I love the game myself. I love it. But when I was playing, you know, I played for the people so they can enjoy the game.
Stephen, when you're walking over there with Tony and you're looking at the love that he's getting from people, because you've been trying to convince him, hey, these people really do love you. What was going through your mind and when you looked at Tony, could you tell that it was really making a difference to him?
Tim Priest was the first one that walked up to him and shook his hand. And you know, Tim Priest was a great defensive back at Tennessee. And still, he was in awe of Tony Robbins. Like I said, I had a ball watching those guys. It was like they saw each other just yesterday. Those guys were laughing and cutting up and making fun of each other. It was just great to see. Great to see.
Tony, did it? Go ahead, Tony.
I was more concerned about Steve. You know, Kevin guy didn't want to leave him, and I was more concerned about Steve. Where's Steve? Where's Steve them at?
That's great stuff, Tony. When you caught up with these people, Tony, and you saw some of these former players that were here, guys that you played with, what was it like for you just to be outside that stadium and be with those guys post-game? I understand you caught up with some former guys from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Terry Brown, Tommy Sim, T.D. Woods, all those guys. Antoine Davis and Big Stewart, Sam Henderson. Man, it was just a bunch of the guys. The Otis, Lee Jenkins. Oh, man, a bunch of the guys came back. Wampler. Walt Revaves, you know, we all just had a good time, and it was just wonderful to see those guys, man. It was like, you know, Tony, where you been? You know, and it's just nothing but love, man, nothing but love. Like you said, we just was joking around, having a good time, talking about the old times, some of the things we done, and stuff, this and that. But in all, man, we had a wonderful time, And I like to thank Coach Jones for inviting us back. Hey, it was wonderful, man. I appreciate it.
And the guys, Tony, they balled out. See, here's the thing. If I would have known that Tony Robinson was going to be in that stadium Saturday, I would have bet my life savings on that game because the Volunteers were not going to lose with you in Neyland Stadium. You got some kind of magic about you because they closed that game out, Tony, and I believe you being there, you can call me crazy, I believe you being there had something to do with that, man.
Well, if that's what it takes, I have to beat every game then, man, because we need to tighten up. We need to win the rest of them. We need to start off next week with another win. Get another win next week against Alabama and Alabama. I hope I started something. I hope it continues.
Well, I was talking to Jerry Colquitt a little while ago and telling him that you were going to be on the air, and he couldn't believe it. He was like, "But Tony, you don't even understand how much I love Tony Robinson and a couple other former players." But and they all say the same thing about you. They all hold you in such high esteem. He said, ask him about the Florida game back in 83 when he went down there with the Vols and they totally balled out. And he said, and Tony balled out that day. He was not afraid. They took on a team that was much better than them and they came real close. They played really well. But that's when they knew they had something, just that whole team. I think the same thing happened to Tennessee a couple weeks ago, Tony, when they played Georgia. You think sometimes teams can realize, hey, we belong here, even in a loss, Tony? You think that can happen?
Yes, I think so. You know, I watched the Georgia game. Watching that game, you know, I said, well, look, even though we lost that, I thought we should have won that game. But just by watching that game, it showed me still those guys, we're coming along. We belong here. We belong here because we can play with anybody. You know, and I think it gave those guys a lot of confidence, and it showed Saturday. With the win and everything. There's a different feeling when you win and when you lose. Big difference. I think we've started something here. We're starting a winning swing here.
Oh, you started it, man. You and Coach Majors in that throwback. Steven, let me ask you this. When you guys were walking up there and Coach Majors saw, and Coach Majors going to be on this next hour, by the way, but Coach Majors saw Tony Robinson.
When I called Coach Majors the night I got a hold of Tony, he said that he couldn't remember the last time he saw Tony. He said one of the memories he had one was senior day. You know, Tony had had the surgery on his knee. He couldn't even run through the tee on senior day. They had to bring him out on a cart. I don't know if you remember that or not, but that was Tony's last time running through the tee and the last time Coach Majors remembered seeing Tony. Seeing him there and sitting here like saying, here in about 2 hours, these two guys are going to run through the tee. Who knew at age 30 I was going to get to see Tony Robinson run through the tee? That's what was running through my mind. And let alone see Coach Majors running with Tony through the tee. It was just awesome. Awesome.
Tony, somewhere in my house, in my possession, and I got it from a former Vol who got it from another former Vol, I've got one of your practice jerseys, man.
Do you?
I sure do.
Okay, all right.
You know, the reason I was thinking about that is Johnny Majors put that jersey on that he had wore back in the days way back in the day, and he wore that thing in the Vol Walk, and I was thinking, man, football jerseys have come a long way. But you know what, Tony? When you guys played, I thought your jerseys were better looking than what they have now.
Well, they were more airy. I think they're better looking. I think they are. I like them very much.
As far as the weekend went, Stephen, you guys have made friends. You and Tony Robinson. Tony, Stephen told me that you really love talking Tennessee football. You feel like you've rediscovered this thing now through the last couple of weeks?
I love talking football, especially Tennessee football. I just don't have anybody to talk to with. You know, I'm out here in Florida State territory. I like for us to get back to where we were so they can remember who the Tennessee Vols are.
Steven, it's just amazing, man. I mean, this guy's got something about him. I'm like pinching myself over here that we're actually talking to him.
Hey, I'm telling you, I get that feeling every time that number pops up, Tony. He makes me happy every time I talk to him. I probably get on his nerves asking him all these questions about the old days, but I absolutely love it, and I treasure every time I talk to him. You know, one of the funniest things he said this weekend was he said something about Coach Majors wearing that jersey. And he said, well, good Lord, no wonder he got to rush for all those yards, that little bitty tight jersey.
That jersey looked like a little kid's shirt, Tony. Did you notice that?
Yeah. He said it still fits. He said it still fits. Put your pants on and see how it fits. Put those pants on. Oh, yeah. But I can tell you, Tony, hey, for his age, he's got a wonderful member. He's got a tremendous member. He remembers everything. I mean, from the time I came on campus to now, you know, he remembers it all. He can tell you what's going on from 50 years ago, word for word.
Yes. Speaking of word for word, we sat down with him one time and did a show, and we did 3 hours with him. And he talked, and I mean, that man talked for 3 hours. And you could have done three more. That son of a gun can talk, okay. Tony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. He can talk now. Oh, yeah, he can talk.
When you guys talked on that night back in Easter, after Stephen had gotten in touch with Coach Majors and you guys had talked that night, what sorts of things you say to each other after all these years?
Well, we just ask each other how we're doing and everything, and what we're doing, and you know, how's the family and everything, you know. And he always tells me, say, you're a Tony Dorsett of quarterbacks. That's what he always does. You're Tony Dorsett, a quarterback.
Yeah, which for him is the highest praise you're ever going to get. I mean, that guy.
You know, getting the praise from Coach Majors, you know, like that, you know, just makes me feel good. It makes me feel wonderful, man. You know, Tony Dorsett is one of the best ball players I've ever seen play. And coming from Coach Majors, you know, every time he sees me, he tells me the same thing. The Tony Dorsett of quarterbacks. You know, it just makes me feel good all over, man. And I just say I love him to death, man. You know, he got me up there and gave me an opportunity to play in front of the 90,000 plus. And I tell you what, man, I enjoyed it every minute of it.
Tony Robinson joining us and Stephen Crutchfield, these two guys who came together over this thing we call Tennessee football. And Tony ended up coming in last weekend for the South Carolina game. And if you are not of a certain age and you didn't see Tony play, trust me, you're talking about one of the all-time living legends in the history of Southeastern Conference football. And he played on a team that brought Tennessee back after a lot of lean years. And Tony was a catalyst on that football team. Tony, a couple fond memories for you as a player. Give me a couple memories for you that stand out to this day.
The Auburn game, the year before we were in Auburn, they beat us, and I wasn't completely healthy. You know, I had a busted ankle and my shoulder was kind of separated, and I didn't play my best ball that day. But I remember an interview, and I told him, I said, when you come to Knoxville my senior year, it'll be a different ball game, it'll be a different story.
What do you remember about that day?
I think I told a recruit, I said, 4 touchdowns. I told the guy we were recruiting, I said, I'm throwing 4 touchdowns this game, and we're going to put a spanking on Auburn. It ended up we put a spanking on Auburn. And the Sports Illustrated come to do a story on Bo Jackson, but we changed that story, and it was history from there on.
Of course, that's the Tennessee Waltz cover. Back then, Tony, Sports Illustrated was a huge deal. It was the way people kept up with sports back then. There was no ESPN like there is now. I mean, there was ESPN, but it wasn't like it is now, Tony. What was it like for you when that thing came and you saw your picture on the front cover with Tennessee Waltz?
Somebody brought me the book and told me to come out on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I want to say it was Coach Harris. Walt Harris. I think it was Coach Harris. I'm not sure who it was, but they showed me the cover of Sports Illustrated, and I was on the cover of it. You know, I'm like, wow, you know, I couldn't believe it. But, you know, we had another game to go. We had somebody else we were getting ready to play, and, you know, it was a tremendous honor. But, you know, I was more like concentrating on the next game.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, in the middle of all of it, it's so fast. You know, it didn't until years later where you can really appreciate what it meant for a kid your age. Here's a kid out of
Tallahassee, Florida.
You're from Tallahassee. That's exactly right.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, here you are, and they're saying to you, why are you going to Tennessee, going to play Tennessee football in Tennessee? And then all of a sudden you're like, well, hey, look at me. I'm on the front cover of Sports Illustrated. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me.
That's right. Ever since I've been playing football, I've always played for my family, you know, so they could watch me play and my friends and everything, you know, so they can enjoy me playing and try to having fun, man. That's all I was doing, having fun.
But you were so ahead of your time. I mean, there are so many guys now that look like you, Tony, but you were one of the originators.
Well, I give it all to Coach Gene Cox, you know, my high school football coach. Playing for him got me ahead of the game because he taught me so much about the game. Taught me the passing game, throwing the ball, fakes and all that. What a quarterback needs to do, you know, the footwork and everything. He taught me all that. And when I got to college, it was just secondary. It was just instinct. Go with it.
Steven, get Tony to tell us a story, something he shared with you that I'm missing here.
Of course, I just sat back and watched Tony this week. I had a blast just watching Tony. But we get back to the car Saturday. And you got to keep in mind, Tony, you know, we've been going through this for a while. It's the biggest win in, what, 6-7 years. Tony gets back in the car, and he just kind of leaned back in the back seat and just says, it was a good win for us. It wasn't no Alabama win, but it was a pretty good win for us. You know, he said, Alabama win, they tear down the goalpost. So he's bringing back the, you know, the games in 84 and 82 and, you know, all those 85 where he just kind of went off on Alabama itself. And I thought that was kind of neat. I know one of our first few conversations, I was always curious about the Florida game in 85. Because, you know, we played so well, that was really our only loss. And Tony could tell you what was a pretty neat story. He told me that we were about to win the game, but he dropped his towel and he tripped on his towel during the play. Am I right, Tony?
Yeah. We called a play. We had two receivers to the left. Tim McGee was in the slot. And I think we're about the 12-yard line going in. And I dropped back, and I could see Tim out the corner of my eye. He was coming open. And when I planted my foot to throw the ball, I was starting slipping. It was just all in slow motion. And I fell on my butt. I get up, I call timeout. I go to the sideline. I tell Coach Mills, I got it. Don't worry about it. I got a touchdown. Don't even worry about this. I got this. We get back to the huddle. I call the same play. And we get to the line of scrimmage, and they call a timeout from the sideline. We end up kicking a field goal. And I think nobody scored for the rest of the game.
Yeah. You mean to tell me they took the ball out of your hands?
Yeah, we kicked the field just before halftime. Was just
Tony.
Before halftime.
Hey, good thing we didn't have talk radio back then, man. Good gosh.
I wanted to meet them gators, man. You know, being from Florida, I come home and talk a little trash.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you something. Hey, back then, that was a great Florida team, too. A great, great team.
They were a great team my junior year. Man, we played them in Knoxville. It was like a track meet, back and forth. Everybody scoring here and there. I think it was an 80-yard bomb to Tim McGee. I wonder Joey Klinsky. I mean, we were just going back and forth. It was one of those games nobody could stop nobody. And they ended up beating us, but it was a good game. But they had some tremendous players back then also.
As we visit today with Tony Robinson, Stephen Crutchfield's with us as well, and just reminiscing a little bit on Tony's career. You had no fear on a football field. You had command of what you were doing.
You grew up the way I grew up in Tallahassee. We played tackle in the street, man. You know, it was sideline, bust them up. That's what we call it, in the street. Two-hand touch in the street below the waist, but on the sideline, oh, man, you got your clock clean. You have to know what you were doing.
So you guys would literally play a rough version of football on the blacktop.
On the blacktop, that's right. That's it. We would go off from different neighborhoods playing different guys in different neighborhoods. That's what we're doing in Tallahassee. That's what we're doing. I was doing it when I was coming home from college. I was still doing it.
That's beautiful, man. I mean, today, if they told their coach what they were doing today, if Johnny Majors would have known that, Tony, what do you think he'd have done to you? What do you think he would have done to you?
He would have took his strap out.
That's great stuff. That's great, man.
Luckily, I didn't get hurt, you know? Luckily, I didn't get hurt. If I got hurt and got to go back to Knoxville and tell him, how'd you do that? And told him I was playing football, sandlot football in the street. Oh, man, I probably got horsewhipped.
So I would imagine some of those environments you played in the Southeastern Conference were nothing compared to playing out on the street.
Oh, no. You know, it was just part of the game. You know how to take a lick and everything. But it was fun to me, man. You know, I was a rough guy growing up. I was never all that big, but I was tough. I could take a lick and I could dish a lick. That's the way we played out in Tallahassee. That's how we played.
Steven, your conversations when you guys talk, are they this delight? I mean, this guy is delightful.
I love it. We talk weekly. If I can't take the call, I call him right back. Or if he can't take the call, he'll say, hey, give me this minute, I'll call you right back. I love it. I've always got questions for him. Like I said, I'm worried about bothering him more so than anything because, as you can see, you can talk to him and ask questions for days. I mean, it's just it's amazing.
When do you plan on getting back up here?
I plan on coming back homecoming for the Auburn game. My original plan was to come back for the Auburn game. Anton told me to come back for the South Carolina game because they were inviting all the former players back. I told him I would come back for the homecoming.
Tony. Do you plan on getting in the day off? We'd love to get you on the air with us, man. I mean, where we're going to be. I would love to get – I want you to really understand how much we love you and appreciate you.
Well, I love all y'all in Knoxville also, man. You know, you showed me nothing but love, and, you know, and I hope that I gave y'all all the love I had to give while I was playing.
It's not over now, though, Tone. These folks, they love you, and they want to see you and want to hear from you and hear about you, and folks are really, really proud that you came back. I'm just going to tell you that. Folks are really proud that you came back, and Steven, man, thank you so much for sharing Tony Robinson with us.
Man, it's a pleasure. He's not my Tony Robinson. He's Tennessee's Tony Robinson. And I'm proud to say he's my friend. I hope he can say the same.
We've had an absolute blast.
We had a blast this weekend, and I can't wait to do it again. And, Tony, you tell me, how does Auburn, November 2nd, beat us?
Game's over, Tony.
In Neyland Stadium.
Hey, Steven, that game's over. They might as well not even get on the bus.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you what, when they bring Tony Robinson out there as a legend of that game, are you kidding? And they show those highlights up there of that Tennessee Waltz game.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I mean, they might as well warm up the buses. Tony, get on the bus. And go on back home because it'll be game over.
Game over. That's it. Game over.
Tony, I really appreciate you joining us on the program. Steven, thank you too. To both you guys, man, what can I say? I'm not worthy. Thank you so much for sharing your friendship with us. Tony, thanks for sharing. You're just infectious. When you start laughing, and I can tell you're smiling, and it makes us all smile. And, man, it's just great stuff. Guys, thank you so much. Tony, thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, man.
I'll see you at homecoming.
I absolutely can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Robinson's coming back home. We're back with more after this. That's incredible.